Congress has taken a stand against harassment and discrimination, including within its own halls. House Speaker Paul Ryan announced mandatory training for representatives and staff to raise awareness of and make it clear there's no place for harassment on Capitol Hill. Here with more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, this policy comes at an unhappy time on the Hill, I guess maybe especially on the Senate side, given the Al Franken situation. But tell us more about this policy from Paul Ryan.
This change comes a week after the Senate actually adopted a similar policy and on the same day as a Committee on House Administration hearing at which members and compliance and employment officials urged mandatory training to help put a stop to all forms of harassment. House Speaker Ryan said there will be continued review of the policies and resources in place to make sure that those are the right ones for preventing and reporting harassment. So this mandatory training is one of the things anti-harassment advocates have been pushing for. And in fact, prior to the announcement, had been urging Congress members to consider this. Barbara Childs Wallace, she's the chairwoman of the Board of Directors for the Office of Compliance, said her board has been zealously advocating, those were her words, in its biennial reports to include mandatory training to prevent and resolve harassment.
It is with great satisfaction that we see that this committee and the many lawmakers on Capitol Hill are responding to this recommendation. Before harassment can be corrected, everyone in the legislative community must understand the meaning of harassment, how to respond to it, and more importantly, how to avoid it. Consistent with our statutory mandate to inform and to educate individuals within the legislative branch, our board believes that mandatory training on harassment, discrimination, and retaliatory behavior will provide the best avenue to not only avoid the conduct in the future, but to help transform the legislative branch into a model work environment whereby the lawmakers can and do lead by example.
That's Barbara Childs Wallace, and she's with the Office of Compliance. Now, Gloria Lett, the counsel for the Office of House Employment Counsel, said she supports mandatory training, especially for managers, because managers can help stop a harassment situation at its earliest point.
We want employees to have safe and productive work environments. And I think it's important for employers to say to their employees, please come tell us. When we do the training for the managers, we tell them how important it is to talk to your employees, to walk around, to respond to rumors or anything that you hear where someone might be feeling uncomfortable, and then have a conversation with them. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. These things can be addressed at the earliest possible stage.
That's Gloria Lett, counsel for the Office of House Employment Counsel. Now, required sexual harassment prevention and response training is the first of a three-step plan proposed by Representative Jackie Speier for addressing harassment on Capitol Hill. She's proposed the Bipartisan Congressional Education About Sexual Harassment Eradication Resolution, or CEASE resolution. Speier herself was a victim of sexual harassment when she was working as a congressional staffer years ago. And she also said there are two members of Congress working right now who have engaged in sexual harassment.
These people have not been named, right?
Not been named, but she said one on each side of the aisle, actually. And so Speier's proposed second and third steps involve a congressional climate survey every 2 years to gauge sexual harassment in Congress, kind of a, okay, what have you heard, what's happened to you, or what can be done, and also reforming the broken dispute resolution process. Speier highlighted that the process of submitting a complaint and then going through mediation with the Office of Compliance, it can be isolating, and the complainant must pay their own legal fees while the person that they're accusing of harassment is defended and represented by the Office of House Counsel. And Speier said she's also heard of complainants that having to go into mediation and basically sit across the table from their alleged harasser.
For the few survivors who secure a settlement, there is no disclosure of the office involved or the amount of funds. Taxpayers foot the bill and the harasser goes on with his or her life. There is zero accountability and zero transparency. I might also add that during that process, the victim can't even communicate that they are going through an OOC process to their family, to their friends, or to anyone in their religious community. So it's really no wonder that staffers do not seek this process at all. And finally, as one of them said to me, who I met with last week, I'm a single mother. I can't afford to lose my job.
And that's Congresswoman Jackie Speier. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Now, there's some pretty strong claims that Congresswoman Speier is making. What did the women from the Office of House Employment Counsel and the Office of Compliance that look at these things, what do they all have to say?
So this is a sensitive subject because the Congresswoman is reporting what she's been told. And also here are these two women who are not trying to discredit what someone might have said to Speer, but they also wanted to set the record straight. So Gloria Lett clarified that a complainant and an alleged harasser were not required to be in the same room. And in fact, her office usually pulls someone from management from the defendant's office, which again is why she wants training for management. Lett also defended her office's mission, and she explained it's sort of like the legal services and protections that any private industry or firm would offer to its employees.
We have lots and lots of cases that are resolved through that process. Employment cases in general, the overwhelming majority are resolved before full-blown litigation. And I think the statistic is 85% of employment cases are resolved before full-blown litigation. I believe in this process. I mentioned this before, that once someone goes to the Office of Compliance and we engage in mediation, we may be hearing about the problem for the first time. But we do an investigation, and we get to the bottom of what's going on, and we make recommendations to the office for corrective action.
That's Gloria Lett, the counsel for the Office of House Employment Counsel. And Barbara Childs-Wallace with the Office of Compliance explained that a 30-day window of confidential counseling is more like an intake process where a complainant can just get more information from the Office of Compliance about a claim they might want to file. And the confidentiality, it's not a gag order, she said, and while her office does not call up the employing office of the alleged harasser, the office also doesn't prevent the complainant from talking to their family or friends about an incident of harassment.
So there's a lot of disagreement or misperception about what the process actually is for bringing these cases to some sort of resolution.
Yes. And again, you don't want to discredit what someone is reporting, but also innocent until proven guilty. Everyone should have a right. And there's so many things that happen, and it's such a touchy subject.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It is. And so Congresswoman Speer's recommendations were complemented by Representative Bradley Byrne, and his proposals for Congress. His suggestions also include mandated harassment training, along with a universal harassment policy for House employees, an increase in member accountability, and a review of the complaint and enforcement process under the Congressional Accountability Act. He mentioned that no one in Congress should have to worry about being a victim when doing their job, but that's part of the problem, that this happens when people are on the clock. Representative Barbara Comstock from Virginia said she'd recently been told by a trusted source that that someone currently serving a member of Congress exposed himself to a staffer when she went to his home to deliver materials, and the staffer quit her job.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers delivering that report. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
And check out her coverage at federalnewsradio.com.